Phone Boy Speaks, episode 246, Spy Games.
I don't have an interest, and the people of the NSA don't have an interest in doing anything other than making sure that where we can prevent a terrorist attack, where we can get information ahead of time, that we're able to carry out that critical task.
So that was President Obama talking about how what their intention is to catch terrorists, basically. But of course they're capturing a lot of information about about everybody, right? I mean, they talk about 1.6% of all internet traffic. Well, that's most of that stuff is stuff they can't capture anyway. And so in the actual stuff that's interesting, yeah, there's that's probably almost all of it, or at least a good chunk of it. So the problem is, once you have the data, you can't easily get rid of it, or you have really no reason to get rid of it. And so if another government comes in that has different intentions and wants to start jailing its citizens for the most basic of communication, then they already have the information there. So that's the problem with collecting all this information. It's not that they're trying to get rid of terrorists. It's that once you have the information, you can use it for a whole lot of other purposes. And so, that's why there are rules against how much data you can collect and in what circumstances you can collect data and exactly what you can collect, because you want to make sure that you don't ensnare innocent people. And that's why you do that. And of course, Obama says himself that what the government is doing is would be concerning to him.
If you are outside of the intelligence community, if you are the ordinary person and you start seeing a bunch of headlines saying U.S. Big Brother looking down on you, collecting telephone records, etc., well, understandably, people would be concerned. I would be, too, if I wasn't inside the government.
Of course, people inside the government aren't safe from spying either. Somebody asked Attorney General Eric Holder whether they were tapping phones inside the Capitol. And here's what he had to say.
I want to just ask, could you assure to us that no phones inside the Capitol were monitored of members of Congress? That would give a future executive branch, if they started pulling this kind of thing off, would give them unique leverage over the legislature.
With all due respect, Senator, I don't think this is an appropriate setting for me to discuss that issue. I'd be more than glad to come back in an appropriate setting to discuss the issues that you have raised.
Yeah, that's like pleading the Fifth Amendment, basically. And, if the answer wasn't no, right, which is really what he should have said, right, if they were really actually doing that, or they weren't doing that, then they could have said no and been done with it. And instead he said, I can't talk about it here. Well, that's very suspicious, right? And let's be clear, what the government is doing is illegal, right? And even the FISA courts have ruled that what the NSA is doing is absolutely illegal, and Glenn Greenwald, a journalist, talks about it.
Such as the ruling by the FISA court in 2011 that much of what the NSA has been doing, spying on Americans domestically, is a violation of the Constitution and the law. There really is, Amy, an 86-page ruling issued by the FISA court that says the government has been systematically breaking the law and violating the Fourth Amendment and how it spies on us. And not only can we not see that ruling because it remains a secret at the insistence of the Obama administration, even our elected representatives in Congress who were told are exercising robust oversight are blocked from seeing it. And that's the correspondence that we published that was given to me by various House members. So yeah, they do get meetings with General Alexander where they get to raise their hand and ask questions. And General Alexander says, we're not violating the law, and we are strictly adhering to what our guidelines are. He can say whatever he wants. They want to get the actual documents. That's how you exercise oversight. And they're being denied it about the most basic information about both the NSA and the FISA court.
Yeah, so I think at the end of the day, everybody is right to be concerned about what the NSA is doing, because clearly they have no regard for the law, and they're not even giving the senators who and congressmen who we elect to provide oversight to this. They're not even giving them the basic information to even do oversight. So, yeah, I think we should all be concerned, and I'm almost wondering at what point we should all be, of course, writing our senators, and we should all be doing that, but at what this sounds like to me is that there's almost no point, because the senators aren't getting the information they need anyway, and they're probably getting spied on if they are. So yeah, I mean, it makes it sound really hopeless, but I'm hoping that that at least a few of you are at least understand, listening to all of this, why I'm very concerned about what the government is doing, and I think everybody else should be too, and you should be asking questions and trying to get your own answers on this. This is a result of some of the research that I've done, and granted, it was some of the clips came from No Agenda, but it's you listen to these clips and you just wonder what's going on in the government, we can only guess, but it's definitely very concerning. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.